This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, April 12th. God's word to you today is Advantage, and this is part two. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 1 verse 8, and it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Yesterday, we looked at two benefits of walking with the Holy Spirit, and they are: the Holy Spirit teaches us to pray and gives us a prayer language, and the Holy Spirit comes bearing gifts. The third benefit of walking with the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit gives us access to the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2 verses 13 to 16 says, "When we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. Instead, we speak words given to us by the Spirit, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truths. But people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. Those who are spiritual can evaluate all things, but they themselves cannot be evaluated by others. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ." Is it not an amazing thing to have the mind of Christ? When all your friends are wondering what direction to take, amid trouble when others are wondering what God is saying, you just smile and tell them what God is saying. This is my experience. When there is confusion and everyone is wondering what next, I just smile and I tell them what God is saying. One day someone said, "But you have not even prayed." Sometimes you do not need to pray to discern what God is saying. If you have the mind of God, it just affords you that direction and you have it. You're quick to understand things, and I'm grateful to God for this gift. One of my pastor friends about 7 years ago asked, "How come you understand things so quickly? Things that have taken us 3 years to understand, you understand immediately." It's not me, it is the Holy Ghost. He gives you access to God's mind. Do not run on empty. Some people are moving around on empty tanks. Do not run on empty. Go to Him for a refill. The fourth benefit is the Holy Spirit protects us. Zechariah 2 verse 5 says, "Then I myself will be a protective wall of fire about Jerusalem, says the Lord, and I will be the glory inside the city." Beginning from today, the Holy Spirit will be a wall of fire round about you, and He will be the glory within you. The Word of God says that when the enemy comes like a flood, the Holy Spirit raises a standard against him. This is according to Isaiah 59 verse 19. In the original, it says, "When the enemy comes, the Holy Spirit, as a flood, raises a standard." The fifth benefit is the Holy Spirit gives life to our physical body. Romans 8 verse 11 says, "The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you." And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. Are you always weak, always physically tired? The Holy Spirit does not just give spiritual life, He gingers your mojo. You are strong and you are powerful. Ask Samson. Let us pray. Precious Spirit of God, you are indeed my advantage. In you, I have the mind of Christ. I am protected and I have life in my body. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.